Think a minute. The American president, Harry Truman, said that every president has been attacked by the public press. President Truman also concluded that a president who had never fought with Congress or the Supreme Court had not done his job. Actually, that principle is also true for you and me. No matter what our job is, there'll be people who oppose and criticize us. Sooner or later, you'll stand for something that others won't like. It's true. You can't please all the people all the time. That's why trying to be popular is a losing battle and an absolute waste of our time and energy. We've got to choose the right battles for the right reasons and realize that real success is owning a good character and clear conscience, even if it makes us unpopular with some people. But even those people who won't like you for your stand will still respect you for your character and courage. You see, when no one makes a stand, everyone suffers. All it takes for evil to win is for good men to do nothing. The famous Watergate scandal in America is an example of this. The men who worked closely with President Nixon knew that wrong, illegal things were being done, but they didn't do anything to stop it. In fact, during the trial, when the prosecutor asked one of Nixon's men named Porter why he did not even try to stop it, Porter answered, "I was afraid of the group pressure from the other men, and that I would not be seen as a team player." You see, sometimes silence is golden. Other times it's just plain yellow and cowardly. There's nothing wrong with being a team player, as long as you choose the right team. Remember, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. As a wise man said, please God, and you'll please the people God wants you to please. So why not decide to join God's team? If you ask Him, Jesus will give you the power and courage to make a stand for what's right all the time. And you'll also inspire others to do the same. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.